So this is an interesting topic to have me ramble on, mostly because it's one of my personal favorites. Oh, what do I like about being a submissive, and what do I look for in a dominant? Well, it's interesting because being a dominant to me is a balancing act, finding the perfect dom. You have to find someone who is sensitive enough to your needs to understand what you like, even if it's only to torture you with it. But at the same time, he needs to be merciless enough to put you through the ringer. I need to be prepared for just about anything. And most of what I like about being a submissive overall is the rush that comes from pleasing the baser instinct, those deep dark currents that run underneath everyone's skin, those things in the back of your mind that you try to sweep into the corner and let get absorbed into the cobwebs, even if it never really quite disappears. And so being the outlet for that, being used, being degraded, being ground into the dirt, all while knowing that the person ultimately does actually care about you, and that doing so is a release for them as much as it is also a release for you, that that sort of thing is understood. That is, what I like the most about being a submissive, I honestly think. It's that feeling that your dominant cares for you and that you're serving his or her needs. Mostly his in my case. I'm bisexual, but I find it very difficult to submit to women. Knowing that whenever, say, for example, my master's dick wants a home, he can do whatever he wishes to me, and he frequently does. And, being that outlet is a big deal for me. It's, an important part of my daily existence. And, even doing such things as the taken in hand half of the relationship, cooking, cleaning, getting everything done on my chore list, this is something that I live day in and day out. I actually am a lifestyle submissive, both in and out of the bedroom. And, even the small compliments I get, or that tiny moment where my master notices me, or that moment when he, cries out in explosive orgasm, those things, those even tiny things, are beautiful to me. They make all of it worth it. They make every bit of my being swell with joy. And so, coming back to what I look for in a master, is I want somebody who doesn't have as many of those hang-ups, so to speak, as you would expect from, an average person. I want somebody who is polite in daily society, but who isn't afraid to order me around, who isn't afraid to tell me to do things, but recognizes that I do them, at the same time. I want somebody who is willing to, in their words, take their skin off, so to speak, to reveal that beast within, to absolutely ravage me, and to understand and trust me, to know that, I'll use my stoplights when I need them, to know that anything that they choose to do, I've already consented to, until I choose to halt them for one reason or another due to said stoplights. I want somebody who is willing to understand me as a submissive and to fill their needs with me, but at the same time, recognizing, that by filling their needs, by, living for them, by breathing them, by making them my world, that not only am I still my own person, but that my satisfaction primarily is derived from theirs. When I look for a dominant, I look for somebody who's ultimately very ruthless, but who at the same time understands what boundaries end up being, and the few that I have respects them. It's very difficult to find a man that would be both perfectly cruel and, perfect. And I love the cuddly vanilla stuff sometimes, but only when I'm in the mood for it. And in the end, dominance, BDSM, taken in hand, all of that, vorophilia also, is less a kink and more a fetish for me. So seeing somebody who can, I guess, derive the sort of pleasure from my service that I do from serving, that's what I look for. Somebody who has not just the desire, but the need. Somebody who's willing to live it day in and day out with the full, extent of the taken in hand as well. You know, somebody who's not afraid to punish me or put me in my place when I'm bad. Somebody who, you know, instead of getting angry, for example, and yelling at me, will, you know, send me quietly to the corner and tell me to think about what I did. And then, you know, when we have that discussion prior to punishment, that they let me know that they're displeased with me, that they are very controlled and calm and make it very clear in their voice just how much it hurts them to do this, you know. And once the punishment goes through, then I feel like I'm absolved, you know. I want it to be something that clears the air for both of us. So I guess what I'm looking for in a dominant is somebody who is perpetually in control even of themselves. And that is what I'm really, you know, looking for. So in terms of being a submissive, it is very much my life. And I hope that, you know, me rambling, as incoherent as it may have been, helps with clarifying some of that. But if you want to know more about my fantasies and other things, you know, I've fantasized about someone that I know kidnapping me and blindfolding me and earplugging me and running off and, you know, being fucked by as many guys as possible. I fantasized about my master grabbing me by the hair and just throwing me onto the bed and ravaging me. And, you know, short of triggering my PTSD, which some of you know about and some of you don't, there's not very many hard limits for me. You know, don't hit me in the face too often because I might end up getting triggered that way. Choking is a good thing and a bad thing, and you have to be careful. You know, when I blue light, sometimes it needs to be respected. But I want the kind of man who can grab me at random and, you know, thrust my arms behind my back and pin me to the wall and just seduce the shit out of me and then either walk away or make it clear that there isn't, you know, that this is not questionable. This is, there's a finality to the orders that I have to obey. And so those are the things that I enjoy about dominance and the things I enjoy about being submissive. I like being subjugated and used and knowing that in the end that person still loves and cares for me as if I were nothing but their girlfriend. I like the ability to have some input, but knowing that the final choice is not mine. And I love being recognized for my accomplishments, for, you know, being recognized for my goodness, for my, you know, my obedience. I love throwing my whole self into a relationship, and to be honest, nothing makes me happier.